Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Arm Wrestling with Reality podcast. So it is Wednesday, and it's a touch later in the day than we would normally record this thing, but it has been crazy busy for me as far as my multiple jobs and different things I got going on. Training for the Worlds, of course, is priority number one. That being said, we did have our fundraiser last Saturday. It was a great event and raised a little bit of money to help me go to the World Arm Wrestling Championships, October 11th in Turkey. So on top of that, we have we raised a ton of money at that event to help go. Plus, I have my sponsors, Principal Supply, Soul Life, Melco Developments, and Extra Enterprises. So in the event of or in the wrap-up of the event from Saturday, the Spencer Cleaver versus Charles Penner match did not actually happen, because Charles, even though this event was advertised all over the place, including all over social media, he thought the event was the next day. So when I sent him a text message about 10 minutes before we were to start, he said that, and quickly we have found a replacement for him, because Charles was about an hour out when he found out he was on thinking about the wrong day. He jumped in his vehicle, to his credit, and was able to get down there and compete in the tournament, but he was not available to kick off the event in the super match. So officially, the match was Spencer Cleaver versus Nick Penner, and it was a best of five right and a best of five left. And we did the, I'm going to get this mixed up. I know Spencer lost the match. Well, Nick Penner is a many, many time Canadian champion, and no joke in any weight class, but he ended up beating Spencer 3-0 one arm and 3-1 on the other arm. But that score does not indicate just how close those were. And Spencer gave Nick a good fight, and it was an entertaining match, and the crowd kind of went wild when Spencer did manage to pin Nick once. And thanks to those guys, and thanks to Nick for stepping up and actually agreeing to the match when you weren't planning on arm wrestling at all. Tournament itself was great. We had guys from Saskatchewan come in. Some of the top, or one of the top heavyweights, Solomon Latimer, came in and pulled really well. Won the left arm super heavyweight. And then we had Caden Esmond, who's a young guy who's going to compete with in Worlds as well. So he came in and got the experience. That's all for the last weekend, guys. This there was a video posted about a week ago, and it was by Devin Laird, of course, and of course we all know that he's building up for a match with Michael Todd. So Devin starts talking trash about the Arnolds and talking about how a guy pinned him so far from the pad, and the guy went with it. Well, I know who that was. It was Don Underwood. And it did not look maybe like it was fully pinned, but two guys beat Devin in that tournament. I happened to be the other one, and I'm also the guy that beat Devin in 2001. Now, Devin was talking about it's everything wrong with the sport and all of that. I think the Arnolds is an important event. It's important because it showcases our sport to the rest of the strength and fitness community. And I wouldn't go too hard on those rules, Devin, because I seem to remember a match in on the terrace suite of the MGM Grand where Don Underwood pinned you about 17 times and kept getting called on fouls for it. And by the time it was all said and done, I think he had beat you in the super match, which was a six-rounder. But it was the whole reel of footage, if it was ever shown, would have told a much different story. Now, I know you're using that to build this up and to say that Scott Mendelson will beat Michael Todd or should have or any of that business, but I don't see how that relates to the next WAL. Now, speaking of the next WAL, we have another event coming, and it's only about a week away now, which is a really quick turnaround time for that event. It's September the 5th. And I guess these are championship matches. I mean, you can talk. I'll explain what I mean along the way. I mean, you have the women's middleweight championship match, which features four women's competitors. But in my opinion, Fia Rysik, and if I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry, but I think she's going to walk through the competition there and end up winning that championship. Next match, we're going to talk about a little bit, and I promised predictions here, so I'm going to give them, but I've left out some of the matches because, you know, these are the ones that interest me the most. And the lightweight championship is Sam Harris versus Luke Kint. I think that it's interesting how these matches are set up and how quickly the WAL forgets the events of the past and how they choose their competitors. Let's not forget that Luke was on the outs with the WAL for quite a while. He made a YouTube video and made quite a scene where he smashed his first place trophy from one of the qualifying events of WAL and proceeded to urinate on camera on the remains of that trophy. But here he is in a championship match for the same organization just a short time later. That being said, I see Sam Harris taking this one. It will be competitive, but I think Sam is just a little bit too much. Next, we have a super match that is Marcio Barboza versus Todd Hutchings. This is an interesting match. I have observed that Marcio seems to be not hitting nearly as well as he has in the past, and he doesn't seem to be that explosive guy that I remember him to be. And Todd Hutchings hasn't changed a bit. So they're going to get into a hook, they're going to sit there, and they're going to bleed each other out. And I believe that Hutchings is going to win this match. Now, the next match, and interestingly to me, is not a guy that is in the heavyweight final, is Dave Chaffee versus Krasimir, which is a very, very interesting match to me. It might be the most compelling match of the entire event. Krasimir is coming into, as far as I know, the first time competing in North America against top talent, and he's jumping right in there with Dave Chaffee. Now, as long as Chaffee is healthy, which I believe he is, he had some neck issues there, but everything is, from what I can, what I've heard, what I can tell, what I've read, everything's going well, and I don't think Chaffee's going to get beat by anybody right now. Never mind a guy that's moving up in weight and may not have experienced what Chaffee has to bring to the table. I think that one's going to be straight matches too. I don't think Chaffee's going to drop a single match there. You can say whatever you want about Krasimir on the practice table with Devin. That doesn't mean anything. I've talked about the practice table before. It doesn't mean anything to me at all. Like, if you show up at the right time and with a camera, you can see just about anybody getting beat. And people put way too much stock into what happens on a practice table. Next up, middleweight championship, RVJ versus Storm Chelino. Both guys are hammer winners in the WAL. I think RVJ is going to pull this one out. I mean, you might see Storm take a couple of early rounds, but RVJ is going to hang in there, and he's going to come out on top of this one. Now, the two that could be billed as the main event and the co-main event, in my opinion, a super match between Matt Mask and Jerry Cadorat. This is super interesting, this match, because you have a guy who is in Jerry Cadorat, who has only lost to Devin, and who would beat Michael Todd the last time they pulled, which was not long ago. And somehow Michael Todd gets from a loss to into the championship match. Now, if the reasoning is that Devin is just going, didn't have too much trouble with Jerry at the time, okay, I can buy that. But you took a guy off of a loss and put him in a championship match. That seems a little odd to me and perhaps to those that are paying attention. And Matt Mask, who also is coming off of a loss to Devon, who looked really strong against Devon. But for me, this is the most interesting match of the entire event because you get to see if Matt Mask is strong enough to hang with legit elite super heavyweights who aren't just going to fight him at the hand, but he's going to have to dig in and use his arm a little bit more. And I don't think it's going to go Matt's way. I'm a fan of Matt Mask, but I think that Jerry Cadoret's arm is just going to be too much. And if Matt does manage to win, it's going to be in early rounds. And Jerry Cadoret will take this match. Then you have the main event, Michael Todd versus Devin Larratt. And you have all the interesting trash talk and all that kind of stuff. Devin telling Michael you're a joke to me, and then Michael's kind of good-natured ribbing on top of that. I don't see this match going anywhere, but okay, Devin's going to drop a match. Devin's maybe going to drop two matches, but he's going to come out on top. And in doing that, he will make Michael Todd look just about unbeatable by everyone except for Devin. And that's kind of the trend, is Devin manages to look vulnerable but still finds a way to win. This event will be no different. You're going to see Devin Larratt beat Michael Todd and take the heavyweight championship for the World Arm Wrestling League. It will probably have one match or two for Michael Todd and the rest for Devin Larratt. And that is my official prediction for the WAL. On the next episode, we're going to start talking about the hardest tournament in the world to actually win. We'll do our review on WAL when the time comes to do that. But we'll talk about the hardest tournament in the world to win, which is still the World Arm Wrestling Federation Championships, which are coming up in October in Turkey. Now we're going to dig into that a little bit, why it is the hardest tournament in the world, and there'll be some other interesting stuff going on too. So if you guys haven't subscribed to this channel yet, make sure you do so anywhere you listen to podcasts so that you get notifications when I upload a new video, or pardon me, a new video, not YouTube. We're actually only audio on these podcasts, sorry guys, but you'll get a notification every time a new podcast is uploaded. And again, that is across all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MrEspy, or just search Ryan Espy and you will find my channel on there, or facebook.com/RyanEspyChampion. If you don't spell my name right, you will not find it. And the friend requests I cannot accept anymore, so please subscribe to that page on Facebook, and that is where I will post my updates, videos, and new episodes of the podcast, which I'm going to start to spread around now on social media. And I will see you guys next Wednesday.